Presumed innocent. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I got a note from a listener about the two black men who were escorted out of that Philadelphia Starbucks after asking to use the bathroom and not buying anything. Quote, "Ever been in a bathroom after a homeless person has used it?" And then the listener criticized the media coverage. "It's pretty clear one person made a bad call, but because a black male was involved, the media wanted to be World War III," unquote. Well, it's true that Starbucks has become the go-to stop for homeless people in some neighborhoods, and I can see how managers might feel the need to profile potential customers based on how they look. The problem is that those of us who always pass the profiling think that because we get the restroom key every time, there's no problem here. And as I was pondering this, I saw that my wife, who was meeting up with a friend at a Starbucks, had left me a message.
"Hi. I actually met up with Jackie, so you didn't need to worry about that. And surprisingly enough, we're sitting in Starbucks where she is going to the bathroom, and we haven't ordered anything. But I look very innocent."
I heard that, and it occurred to me that maybe the takeaway here is to leave ourselves a little message every time we get away with something that got somebody else in trouble, just to remind ourselves how precious it is to be presumed innocent. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.